question regarding Zimun. Three people sit together to eat, they have a Zimun. 10 people sit together, they have a Zimun with the name of Hashem. Question is, a lot of times in the yeshivas, they have a dining room. And all the boys sit down, but they sit down at different tables. Question is, can you consider all these people that are sitting at different tables, although the lunch is served at the same time, is that considered that they won? And therefore they can make a Zimun with the name of Hashem. What do we say? No, each group is separate. The Menachat Yitzchak talks about this in his Sefer, in Chelek Chet. The question is Teshuvah Chet. And he says that they're considered a united group. Now they don't have to declare their intentions and say, oh, we're sitting down to eat together. Even though they're sitting at separate tables, he says that's a technicality. If they would be able, they would sit at the same table, but they don't have such a big table, so they sit them separately. But everybody's entering together and eating together. That's all considered as if they are part of one group. Yalkut Yosef in Chelek Gimal on page 377 agrees with that. And he says that technically, even though they're sitting at separate tables, they should be able to make a collective zimun. However, not everybody agrees with this. For example, Achem Ben Sion, or Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Achem Ben Sion is an Or Letzion Chelek Bet, on page 114, he says a bigger hadush is, even if all the students are sitting at the same table, you can't count them as a zimun. Why? Because everybody's on their own schedule during the week. Each guy comes down, gets his lunch, sits down, eats. He doesn't wait for his friend. He doesn't delay himself. He picks himself up and he goes. So therefore they're not considered together unless they actually express that we're sitting together as a zimun. That's what Birkat Hashem says also. So therefore, the best thing is for the students, when they go in such a case, to say, let's eat together. Once they say that, then already they're showing that there's a zimun. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman has a hadush in the Minhag Shlomo, in the Teshuvah number 60, in the paragraph number 5. He says that students that are eating in their classroom, sometimes the students, they bring their lunch, and they eat at the same time at their desks. So he wants to say that that's considered together. That's not considered separate. And therefore, in one classroom, even though they're sitting at separate desks, they can make a zimun, b'shem Hashem. That's the way the Yalkut Yosef English on page 334 says, Mashi yesh nogim yeshivot. שאם קדם אחד ממסוי מסיימו אכילתו קודם החיילים ומהל ללימודו אינו ממתין לזימון אלא מברך וחד רוזון לעצמו. What they do in the yeshiva is each guy is on his own because they go back to learning והולך ויתם לחבר השם למעלה מעשרה מזימן אחר כך הנוהג כן יש לו מה לסמוך. Those and the remainder 10 make zimun b'shem Hashem. They have what to rely on, like we said. Some say that the dining room itself is mitzareh. However, like we said, the best thing is they should specifically state their intention. Okay, he's talking about the people that are leaving. But basically, the point over here, the halakha today is that B'nai Yeshiva, people that are sitting at separate tables, it's a machloket amongst the poskim. The Had Yitzhak goes one way, the Ordis Tzion holds another way. And then again, the best thing to alleviate that problem is to state their intention so they can make a...